Welcome to Voices of Simpson. I'm Christina Giese, and I serve as the Director of Business Operations and Volunteer Engagement at Simpson Housing Services. This episode is pretty near and dear to my heart because it's all about volunteerism. Everything here at Simpson began with volunteers, and 40 years later, they're still so important to everything we do. For close to 40 years, our meal program at the emergency shelter depended on folks showing up and rolling up their sleeves. So do our tutoring and mentoring programs. Personally, I love working with our volunteer community. There's something really hopeful about interacting with people who are so dedicated, humble, and gracious with their time. But it's more than that. It's really about the connections volunteers have with the work they're doing and with the community members they interact with in the process. Those connections are what community is made of. When we show up to take care of one another, it brings us closer together. When COVID-19 set in, it came as a huge blow to us and our volunteers. For the first time, we found that even though people still really, really wanted to help, there was just no way they could. For everyone's health and safety, we had to put everything on hold. Now that we have vaccines and boosters, we're starting to bring back some of those volunteer opportunities, and I've never been more excited. Even better, our volunteers are over the moon too. So many of them have told us that they were waiting for us to call. Today, we're going to take a closer look at volunteerism at Simpson. First things first, I'm going to throw it to my colleague, Erin, who's going to introduce us to a few of the incredible volunteers who are showing up and doing the work. We're so glad that you're here. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Erin Ramos. I'm a volunteer engagement manager at Simpson. My job is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. I help volunteers get engaged with what's happening in Simpson shelter and housing programs. And in my experience, few things bring people together as quickly and effectively as food. Food is a universal language. No matter who we are or where we come from, we use food to say, I see you, or I care about you. That's probably why preparing breakfasts, lunches, and dinners at Simpson Shelter is one of our most popular volunteer programs. Right now, you're listening to a team of volunteers getting ready to serve dinner at the shelter kitchen.
So I'm Sammy Nymark.
And I'm Daniela Morales.
And we are both Master of Nursing students at the University of Minnesota.
We're at the Simpson House Kitchen, and we have a group of about 11 volunteers. And we're preparing some beans and rice and salad.
We volunteered twice to serve two different dinners. I was helping prepare the salad. You know, just chopping veggies, putting them in a really big bowl. And then I helped serve the meal.
Because there was a lot to do, you know, to serve 70 meals. And everyone stepped up to the plate to help as needed. Our group consisted of nursing students and some friends.
I just thought it was a really great way to kind of learn about each other in a different way than, you know, just at school. And I just felt like there was like a level of bonding through the cooking. And like trying to figure out how to, you know, make everything to come together. It's good to like learn how to interact with people in different settings and work as teams. Because that is definitely something we will be doing in our nursing professions. Another tie-in that I thought was pretty important is just the health aspect of serving a meal. We made sure it was nutritious, and it's just like a fundamental part of health.
When you're doing something that kind of fulfills like a sense of purpose or I don't know, you're doing something positive for the community. It makes you feel good.
I want to get involved in my community in all of these different ways. And sometimes I don't know how, but having it just be so approachable is really, really great.
We put a lot of like work and energy in our hearts into the cooking. And I feel like that really is important too, you know, to feel like cared about or cared for.
As you've heard, everybody has their own reasons for helping out, even if it's just deepening a relationship with the community and giving back. But some reasons are a little more personal than others. Meet Donna Brothers. About 30 years ago, Donna stayed in the shelter as a guest. Now, she's back for a visit. And her son, Scott, brought some friends to help fire up the grill and serve lunch. Let's take a minute to get to know them a little better.
Yeah.
It's hot, but it's a lot more smoke.
Yeah, this is the 2022 Grill Master.
Oh, this is state of the art, yeah. I'll talk latest technology.
My name is Donna Brothers. I'm here with my son, Scott Brothers. And he's doing a barbecue for Simpson.
Simpson is deep-rooted in my family. It's I grew up four blocks from here, and my mother actually stayed at the Simpson Shelter when I was a child, and it was a lifesaver for her. This this church is a very important part of my childhood and my family's, and it's a big part of my heart to help people.
I was in need and stayed here for a while, 30 years ago. Yeah, they gave to me and I'm giving back. It means a lot. I mean, people do for you. You got a feeling inside that you want to do for them too or others. There's so many people that need help.
If you've never served a meal at the shelter before, consider giving it a shot. It's easy and fun, and we're always looking for new volunteers. Just check out simpsonhousing.org/volunteer. You can also find more information in the show notes. A sincere thank you to all of our volunteers, and thanks to you for listening.
Thanks, Aaron. And from the bottom of our hearts, thank you to all of our volunteers for sharing your time and talents with us. If you like what you heard today and you haven't yet volunteered at Simpson, we invite you to join us. We can't wait to meet you. If you're in the Twin Cities and you are a single adult who needs shelter, you can call Adult Shelter Connect at 612-248-2350. If you have custody of minor children and you need shelter, you can call the Family Shelter Line at 612-348-9410. Voices of Simpson is a podcast by Simpson Housing Services and is produced by Mary Beth Romslow and written by Hannah Jones. Special thanks for this episode go out to Paul Leonetti, Daniela Morales, Sammy Nymark, Donna and Scott Brothers, Aaron Ramos, and Elizabeth Leffler. To learn more about Simpson Housing Services, visit simpsonhousing.org.